Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions as the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Halkar from Shyam Metalics. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks for connecting with. Call, particularly our shareholders and our industry analysts. Thank you for taking the time out on this call to discuss our latest results and performance. Our results and a detailed investor presentation, along with the safe harbor statement, have been uploaded on the exchanges as well as our website. I hope everyone has had a chance to go through it. To discuss our results, we have with us our Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Brij Bhushan Agarwal, and our Executive Director and Director of Finance, Mr. Deepak Kumar Agarwal. They will take you through our results, and then we'll proceed to Q&A. Handing over to Brij Bhushan ji to take it forward. Thank you. Hello? Sir? Hello, sir?
Mr. Bhushan, your line, you are on mute. You are unmuted. Sir, please talk. As there is no response, I will connect Mr. Agarwal right away there. We have the management line connected there. Mr. Bhushan, please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the result call today. We reported a very resilient performance in Q1 despite the seasonal softness compounded by the slowdown in the prices. This was possible due to the continuous enrichment of our product mix and unwavering focus on cost. The rolled product shipment rose from 36% year-on-year basis, while the volume of metallic and intermediate also improved. Quarter-on-quarter, as the new capacity got commissioned, revenue contribution from the rolled product was 48% in the last quarter, up from the Q1 of last fiscal, that was 41%. EBITDA remained stable on the subsequent basis, despite 4% decline in realization. Q1 FY24 EBITDA was 405 crores with a stable margin of 12.2%. As we come towards the end of the implementation of the growth plan announced during the IPO 2 years back, the board has approved new capex plan of 3915 crores to kickstart the next phase of growth for the company. This will energize our process progress towards more enriched product mix and higher volume and consequently a much stronger company in the coming years. We are also very happy to announce the change in our board composition and statutory auditors. Mr. Malay Kumar Day and Shashi Kumar has joined our board as an additional director for the term of 5 years, subject to the approval of the shareholder. Mr. Malay Day is a retired IAS officer. He was the chairman and managing director of WBSETCL, and he also served as a chief secretary for the government of West Bengal. Mr. Shashi Kumar also has a great experience of more than 50 years, and he was the ex-chairman of Coal India Limited, and earlier he was director marketing from Coal India, and he has been also working in the advisory of NTPC, IFCO and Chhattisgarh Power. Based on the recommendation of the audit committee, the board has recommended to appoint MSKA, an associate chartered accountant, as a statutory auditor of the company. MSKA Associate is the member firm of BDO International, which is the fifth largest international of accounting tax advisory firm and is largest mid-tier network in the world. The growth projects and recent acquisitions are propelling our strategy of efficient and low-cost growth. With continued robust cash generation and one of the lowest gearing ratio in the steel sector, we remain confident of financing the upcoming capex requirement, largely through the internal accruals and retaining the strong credit rating. The company is developing in the area that will allow us to constantly reinvest our profit in growth. While maintaining the balance sheet strength, the strategy is to be present in the multiple end products related to our expertise and presence on the metal purification value chain. The company looks very different today in the terms of profit mix vis-a-vis what it was 5 years ago, and we look very different 5 years from now. With that, I would hand over the floor to Mr. Deepak Agarwal, Director of Finance and CFO, to update you on the financial performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. A very good afternoon to all the participants. And I thank all of you for taking time on this call to discuss the results for the first quarter of the current financial year. I will be glad to share a quick review of the reported consolidated financials for the first quarter and the review for the current financial year 2024. The Shyam Metalics Group has been reaffirmed by external rating CRISIL AA stable for the long-term borrowing and CRISIL A1 plus for the short-term borrowing. This rating reflects the established market position of Shyam Metalics Group in the steel sector. The rating validates the factors like the group's comfortable financial risk profile backed by healthy debt protection metrics and reinforce our trust in our strong business model which continue to generate healthy cash flow. I would now like to draw your attention to the financial of the company on a consolidated basis. In quarter one of the current financial year, on a consolidated basis, the company reported an operating revenue of 3,307 crore, a growth of 3% over quarter one of the last financial year. The sales mix constitutes a high percentage of volume from finished steel, which accounts for 48% of the total revenue. Although there has been some moderation in the existing margin due to challenging macro environment, which had adversely impacted the commodity prices coupled with the domestic regulatory changes. The company has been able to book an EBITDA of rupees 405 crore, declined by 33% over the quarter one of the last financial year, and EBITDA margin in the quarter one of the current financial year was 12.25%. In order to maintain the trade in the EBITDA number, we have been judicious and cautiously on all our cost components. Our profit after tax for the quarter stands at 235 crore, which has seen a decline of 43% year on year. Tax margin in the quarter is 7.11%, which is quite sound considering the current market trend and peer comparison. In Shyam Metalics Group, the working capital management is very prudent. The group focused mainly on selling item and advances or later on credit basis, lending to lower debtors and inventory period of 15 to 30 days and 70 to 80 days. With regard to the update of acquisition of Mittal Corp Limited, at present all the pending litigations of the Mittal Corp had already been resolved and settled. An application for approval for resolution plan has been filed with the NCLT Mumbai bench. The matter has been heard and reserved for order. At Shyam Metalics, we have always followed prudent capital allocation policy. We reinvest 70% of our total cash generation back into the business, retain 20% as a liquidity surplus, and retain 10% to our esteemed shareholder as a dividend. Our additional capex plan have been laid out in the investor presentation. Our total capex spent aggregate to 2,915 crore, which includes the 625 crore towards Ramsoop Industry Limited. Out of 625 crore, 250 crore is attributed to our joint venture partner. In effect, our total capex spend attributed to our Shyam Metalics Group is an aggregate of 3,665 crore. Our CPP portfolio of 357 megawatt with an addition of 20 megawatt pending completion at Ramsoop will be 377 megawatt. Currently, we will enhance our power capacity by 220 megawatt. With this 220 megawatt, 90 megawatt will be commissioned at Sambalpur plant and another 90 megawatt will be at Jamuria plant. An additional 40 megawatt will be at Ramsoop Industrial Kharagpur. The post all announced capex implementation of our CPP will be 597 megawatt. Additionally, we are putting up to start with the 100 megawatt solar capex implementation to enhance our renewable portfolio to 109.1 megawatt for sustainability and our first major step towards reducing our carbon footprint. The capex emphasized is 1,230 crore. In the capex program, as per the plans of the company to move forward value-added product, we are enhancing our downstream facility by additionally 1.6 million ton, including our CRM stainless steel, DI pipe, hot flat product, panel flange beams, and steel wire drawings at an aggregate capex cost of 1,395 crore, which is lower than the standard capex cost. To facilitate the same, we'll have to add intermediate capacity of billet in various forms by adding 1.03 million ton of capacity. We shall further enhance our DRI capacity by further 1.0 million ton, and we are also adding a beneficiation plant to improve our margin at our plant. The total capex of our intermediate capacity which comes to around 1,190 crore. In our newly installed aluminium foil plant, we shall spend another 100 crore for aluminium mills with caster as a backward integration and battery foil plant to enhance the product offering. We feel that the capex spend shall be margin will improve our margin for our company for near future and further increase our project baskets. The capacity has been started based on present capacity plus all capacity coming up based on the project announced earlier. We have made a few changes into the our project investors presentation. If you see in the last quarter disclosure where we did has not reduced the non-current investment portfolio of 798 crore, which are parked in a fixed asset, government bond, and mutual fund. After reducing the same to the total net debt of 448 crore, we have arrived at the net cash of 562 crore in the previous quarter, and as of in this quarter, we are a net cash in this quarter is 499 crore. Now I conclude my portion of speech and through the floor open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset for asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations for a great performance in a very challenging quarter, and also kudos for appointing the new auditor and various other changes that you have made to board and the subcommittee. I have a couple of questions. The first one is essentially on the new CAPEX plan. If you could also let us know the timeline of broad categories, let us say hot flat products, parallel flange beam, when can we see these coming? Similarly, aluminium plant, battery foil plant along with that, yeah. And if you could clarify on ferroalloys, this 0.02, whether it is your, I'm sure it is like low carbon ferrochrome only. So if you can just clarify that, that is the first question.
Hello, Amit. Thank you. As far as new CAPEX is concerned, the commissioning of the new CAPEX will be majorly, the new CAPEX will be commissioned in the year 24-25. The few capacity, likewise, the aluminium foils and of our DRL capacity or ferroalloy will be commissioned this financial year, that is 23-24. And the power plant and the aluminium foils, battery foils, and CRM will be commissioned in the year 24-25, and the rest will be in the year 25-26.
Okay, so what we can expect that in FY26, essentially, all these capacities will be up and running at, and will be ramped up to 100% utilization possibly.
Correct. All these capacities which we are going to announce, that will be 90% will be commissioned at the end of the financial year 25-26.
Okay, fine. The second question is essentially if I look at the financial statements, I mean, the EBITDA margin is still at 12.2%, and we know thermal coal prices have come off significantly in the quarter. So it looks like the complete benefit of thermal coal prices has still not been passed on. If you could just let us know the thermal coal prices on an average for that were passed into P&L in Q1 FY24, and what is the change that we can expect to see in Q2, and similarly for iron ore prices?
Correct, Amit. As far as the pass away of the correction in the coal prices, we have already taken into account in the current quarter of the current financial year. If you see, the realization has been corrected by 4%, despite of the realization corrected by 4%. Because of the other side, our coal prices have been corrected. That has already been taken into the quarter, first quarter, and 100%, it will be further affected in the second quarter as well. And as far as iron ore price is concerned, we have not, the correction of iron ore is not been happening in the first quarter, it will be happening in the next quarter.
So,
Amit, I would also like to suggest, you know, if you see our, the new expansion model, what we have suggested, on the flat product side, this is a specialty steel, because, you know, we are already in the stainless steel now. And this flat product is going to be on the side of the specialty steel and stainless steel side. So we are proposing a 500,000 ton of flat product, where the best strategy for the organization right now is, you know, since we are in the business of making specialty alloy, low carbon, ferrochrome, manganese, iron, we have a captive power plant, and we don't have to rush on the scrap side for procuring the stainless steel scrap. So it makes a lot of value for us to go forward. So, you know, if you see the expansion, the new expansion, what we have declared, it is completely a downstream, adding upstream values as well as the value chain. As we know, the stainless steel demand is going to become robust in the country. And there is a lot of, you know, with the acquisition of the Mittal Corp, now with our good team, which we have right now, we are doing a lot of changes in the strategy of the stainless steel. And we see that we have to be in the complete supply chain management of the stainless steel business. By doing this flat product of stainless steel, you know, all these stainless steel pipes manufacturers, the component manufacturers, the household manufacturers, the white good manufacturers, lot of consumer will come within the foothold of the, you know, within the product mix. So I really see a great value where the new expansion is coming up. Also, if you see all of our major expansions, you know, when we are talking of we are going to add 1 million ton of DRI, we are going to add a power plant, these are all, you know, either it is, you know, driving towards the cost side by adding a power plant, you know, we are reducing the cost of the power because our new expansions are also going to require a lot of power. And also with the new capacity addition of the pelletization plant, and we see that we have almost 2 million tons, you know, 1.5 to 2 million tons of additional pellet, which we have in our system. We need to consume that. So overall, you know, it is a complete value drive from the iron ore pellet to the final steel. So this is going to create a great value for the organization. And it is almost, you know, all the projects are majorly the brownfield projects, and it is in the same stream where we are working right now. I don't see there is any challenge in understanding the business and the business where we are going to increase our more market share and also create into a better market and add more value to the company.
No, sir, thanks for very elaborate explanation. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question. A reminder to all the participants to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Nirvana Laha from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on long steel volume this quarter. So if we look QOQ, there is almost a 10% decline in long steel, while our, I think, more capacities have come online during this quarter. So what has caused this? Are we seeing some demand softness, and how do you see this panning out in the next few quarters?
I actually don't see any, you know, any kind of reduction or any kind of correction in the process of the sales volume side. But since this is the second quarter and we all know that, you know, we are in the monsoon quarter, and during this time, you know, there is a slowdown in the construction activity. There might be some pressure on the price side, but that also, you know, with the today's market, I see everything is bottom out. So I don't see any challenges on the front of the, you know, the sales side. Yes, the margins, what where we are right now, it has already bottomed out, and the market internationally is also reviving. And I think we will be able to maintain a decent numbers this quarter as well as henceforth.
Okay, but the 28,000 kind of reduction in long steel volume that you think is nothing structural, and it should be up in after monsoon.
And during this time, you know, we take plant maintenance, you know, because of the slowdown in the demand, this annual maintenance shutdown also, activities happen in the power plant area. And once you take the activity of the power plant, the downstream facilities also, you know. So, you know, these quarters generally, you know, we also do a preventive maintenance in the plants. So some effect also come from the, you know, the plant side also as an annual shutdown and all. But nevertheless, I can visualize that, you know, the position where we are right now and the kind of market where we are with our cost advantage and the way we are growing year after year, I don't see that there is going to be any correction in the sales side of the volume of the long products and all.
Okay, thanks. And I heard your answer on margins, but if you could give some more color on that. So I think we were all expecting that margin should expand a little QOQ because, you know, coal and coking coal, everything has gone down. So if you can talk a little bit about that, how do you think margins might progress in the quarters coming ahead?
See, yeah, you're right. The coal prices are going down and this quarter we can see the iron ore prices will also come down. But, you know, if you're talking on the average margin side, you know, you have to also see that we are in the monsoon time. And I rightly said, you know, there might be some kind of a pressure on the seasonal side of the monsoon. But I don't see that the margin where we are operating right now that it should decline further. These are chances of going upward. But yes, we will definitely get the advantage on the input of the raw material pricing and the corrections what we are seeing in the energy prices, coal, iron ore and all.
Okay, and one question on the new CapEx. So, I mean, your older CapEx, the post-IPO CapEx, the downstream products have still not come online. So, you know, one would have thought that you would like that to come online, your products to go to the market and then announce a second phase of expansion for downstream products. So just want to understand what is the thought behind going with such a large CapEx before the first phase is also come online?
If you see, first of all, I would not say that it is a very large CapEx. If you see on the time of the IPO, the initial CapEx, what we declared was around 3,100 crores. Later on, we added and it went to around 3,900 crores. I'm talking of 1 year from now. And on that 3,900 crores, we have already invested 3,200 crores. All the downstream activity of the long product side has been commissioned, you know, 6 months to 9 months back. Now the new commissioning, what is going to happen is for the pig iron plant, you know, which is the full stream, the power plant, which we just now commissioned. So these are all going to add the value and increase the numbers, EBITDA numbers on the bottom line side, because, you know, today we are buying the pig iron and we are consuming. So if we are able to produce this backward integration pig iron with our own captive coke oven plant, we generate a lot of power and we get a lot of advantage on the reduction of the power cost as well as, you know, the raw material ingredient what we are buying for making steel. So I see we are very much within track, and in the downstream, you know, all the coal rolling mill complex what we declared 6 months back, it has to come in the stream from the coming year onwards. So I don't see that it is a large CapEx, and today the CapEx what we are declaring right now, it has to be completed in next 2 to 3 years. We are talking of 3 years, you know. So we will be almost over with the old CapEx by March coming year. And so we will have enough time and enough cash in the system that we will be able to invest and increase the better performance in the company.
Right. So if I may just, my question actually was that we haven't you know, seen our products go commercial from, say, the cold rolling mill, etc., that you've announced already. And we are even now going ahead with more products and downstream. So I'm just asking from a market acceptability of products point of view, there are no concerns, right? I mean, that is not something
that... Not at all.
Okay. And for the new power capex that you're doing on power, so right now 75% of your power is through captive. So after FY26, with this new power capex that you're doing at the other capex, how much of the power is expected to be captive?
It will be in the same range of around 75 to 80%, because, you know, the new capacity what we are adding will also be requiring more power. So it is almost going to be, you know, in the same level of around 75 to 80%.
Okay. All right. I have some more questions. I'll come back on the line. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to ask a question, please press star and one on a touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Gandhi from Glory Tail Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, in earlier calls, you have mentioned aspiration to be a B2C company to overcome the cyclical nature of the business. Can you update on that? Where do we see ourselves presently and future progress towards that goal?
Very correct. If you see from last 2 years, you know, the volume what we have penetrated in the long product, the tonnage what we were doing, you know, 3 years before and every year how much we are adding, we are penetrating towards the B2C market. We are doing structural steel, we are doing long products, construction steel, and all of our product, what we had planned 2 years before was focusing on the B2C. That is the major integration and the ideology of the company which we are focusing on. And in the new CAPEX plan also, if you see, majorly it is on the downstream side. It is not on the upstream side, like whatever iron we are doing, whatever specialty alloy we are doing. We are trying to convert into a value-added steel so that, you know, we can add more value on the B2C space as well and as well as B2B.
Okay, and the second question is, you mentioned about forming an advisory committee on various business opportunities and strategies. Does it include existing members associated with the company or any external experts in that committee?
Your question is not clear, dear. Can you just repeat once again?
In the press release by the company, there is mention of forming an advisory committee on various business opportunities and strategies. Does it include existing members associated with the company or any external experts? Can you share more details?
External experts. These are all external experts. Like, you know, we are talking of the people who are the legendary in the metal business. They are going to be who has been a big name with a great experience, and also majorly they will be all from the outside who has been serving the big conglomerates and the big giant in the industry.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jim Alice, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Very much. Yeah, please.
Yes. Thank you. My name is James Allison. My first question was, what was the cash flow from operations figure like this quarter?
As far as cash flow is concerned, we have a total cash flow as of now is around 300 crores of rupees in the first quarter, and we expect that the total cash flow for the current financial year which will be in between 1800 crores of rupees.
Okay. The next one's on the new CAPEX that you guys have announced. If you can just give me a sort of approximate number that you will be spending, you know, in each of the 3 years, in FY24, FY25 and FY26?
Yeah. We are projecting the total CAPEX which we are going to implement and which we have already announced. In the year 23-24, we are going to incur a CAPEX cost of around 2,100 crores in the year 23-24. 24-25, we will be incurring 2,300 crores of rupees, and 25-26, we will be incurring 1,000 crores of rupees.
Okay. I know this was asked by a previous participant, and you've also given us the number of the cash that we have, you know, on our books. But you guys are confident that, you know, we won't be able to take, we won't need to take too much debt for this new, that we're doing this new CAPEX between, you know, the money that you guys will be raising from the QIP, etc.
Yeah. Whatever we
are all has been planned, you know, with the planning of the present cash reserve and the money what we are using. Yeah, we have taken all that into consideration.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshan Shah individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, let me just start by appreciating the scale of CapEx plan. It's been very well laid out in the presentation. So as an analyst, it helps us a lot to analyze the company. So kudos to you and the team for that. So my question is more relating to the renewable energy part. I see we're significantly moving towards that. So I could just, you know, paint some picture. What is our rationale behind it?
I'm not clear with your question. Can you just repeat once more, please?
So we're moving significantly towards the renewable energy part. So I was wanting to understand the rationale behind it.
See, first of all, we have our expansions are going on, and we have already, you know, we are working on our ESG plans. Within the ESG plans, you know, we have a plan that now we should be as a good entrepreneur, as a good institution, we have to also focus on the green energy. We have also drawn the carbon print, you know, for the organization where we have to work on this. So all these renewable energy, what we are evaluating right now, you know, we don't have to look for a market to sell the energy because, you know, and all the capex, IRR, what we are planning is, first of all, it has a good IRR of more than 20%, because if we are doing the renewal within the company, you get the advantage of tax and other advantages. And number two, we don't have to look for a market to sell the power. So all these makes a very good, you know, combo, and very holistically, you know, if you see one side, we are generating a power, we are reducing the footprint, we are getting into a renewable space, green power, and also we are utilizing that power in our existing system. So this is the major issue.
Sure. Thank you so much for the clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nirvana Laha from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you please let me know the net fixed asset and capital work in progress position as on this quarter?
Sorry? Can
you let us know the net fixed asset and capital work in progress position as on this quarter?
As on this quarter?
Yeah.
In this quarter, we are capitalizing 805 crore, what we are projecting earlier. This consists of, we are commissioning in this quarter, pellet 1.2 million ton. We are commissioning sponge iron 0.39 million ton. We are commissioning steel melting shop 0.3 million ton. We are commissioning long steel 0.3 million ton. And we are commissioning 90 megawatts of power plant and one railway siding.
Okay, so
total CWIP as of 31st March 2023 is 2,465 crore.
Yes, sir, can you give the figure as on 30th June or 1st July, is it possible?
This is 30th June, 2,465 crore is the 30th June CWIP.
Okay, thank you. And one more question on the CAPEX, the existing CAPEX. So if I look at...
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants to ask a question, please press star and one on a touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Dinesh Kumar Padmanandan, individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Dinesh, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Quick question. Can you throw some light on what you think is the target in terms of revenue or EBITDA, whatever with the new CapEx? I know that when we were planning the first phase, we wanted to be a 25,000 crore revenue company by 2025. Now with this investment of the second CapEx, Could you tell us what will be your targets, please, in terms of the top line, the EBITDA, and whatever you can throw light on?
You know, as we rightly said all the time, like, you know, Shyam Metalics, you know, we are targeting at a CAGR of around, you know, 50 to 20% year after year. So I think this information, Pankaj, can you share this information you have right now? Year after year, what is your...
Sir, we cannot sharing any forward-looking number. We can say only we will be growing with the CAGR of... with this CAPEX announcement, definitely our top line will be enhanced year after year by 20%, to more than 20%.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miraj from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. I hope I'm audible. I have one question. I wanted to understand with the new CAPEX that we've announced through fundraise, just to understand over here, the promoter entity will be putting in through the fundraise, right, to bring down the promoter home. They have to bring it down to 75%. So, am I right in that understanding? They won't be putting or they will be also putting in money? That's my first question.
So we will be doing the QIP and maybe some portion of, you know, OFS. But this is very much in the, you know, the discussion stage right now, because we have... It is under the board to review, and our merchant bankers, they are working. Maybe short while, you know, we'll be coming out and disclosing everything.
Understood. And second question, I just wanted to understand, in one of the previous answers, you said that with CAPEX, IRR will be upwards of 20%. Am I right in hearing that?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi, sir. So my first question regarding, sir, you have mentioned that you are just doing the from near to 400 to 500 crore for Mittal and for FY24, this one. For FY25, you are targeting nearby 1700 crore for Mittal. So you are still intact on this number, sir?
You're not very audible. Can you just...
Hello.
Yeah, you're not audible, Mr. Roy. Can you just repeat?
Yes, sir. So my question is, sir, in last call you have mentioned that you are expecting nearby 400 to 500 from Mittal Corp for FY24 and nearby 1700 to 1800 for FY25. Now, so we are still intact with this number, sir?
You're talking of the revenue model, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Very much. Yes. We are very much...
So
just
what we discussed, yeah. Yes. So try to understand, sir, in Mittal Corp, generally we are making stainless steel, sir, no? Or we are doing some for defense also, sir, there in Mittal Corp?
We are, right now, you know, we are in the process of, you know, we have acquired, we are doing the modification and upgradation in the plant. We are doing some TMT, you know, stainless steel TMT bars. We are doing some, you know, rolling for the, you know, for the company who are the defense suppliers, you know, like we are doing some kind of a job work for them right now, because this is something which has been going for during the time of the RP process.
Mm-hmm.
In the time to come, yes, company will enhance its more value and will add more value in more specialty alloy and stainless steel. And we are also thinking in, you know, to add the downstream in the Mittal Corp, like, you know, the wires and the bright bars and all, which are also, so we'll see that we have to be one of the, you know, the most sustainable and the most value-added business in the terms of the stainless steel.
Understand. So my next question regarding, sir, for Q1, our volume increase overall, sir. But, sir, when we see, sir, realization down basis or Q1 basis? Why is there any reason like a...
Every steel company, what is the reason? You know, we are, every company realization is coming down.
Understand. Oh, yes, yeah, sir. But compared to other places, our realization like in iron pellets, we come down to 10%. But one company is just nearby flat. Any reason behind, sir?
No, no. It's all about, you know, I don't see, because, you know, the price and the realization, we have to be governed by the market. We can only cover the, you know, the... We can only improve on the margins by our efficiency of the plant and the marketing strategy.
Yes, sir.
So overall, the global market has come down. Overall, the prices corrections has taken place. So this is one of the reasons where we are also, you know, we are also seeing this kind of...
Or sir, we are seeing more correction in coming quarter, sir?
See, this is bottom out, you know. If you see overall, the things are now started getting better. And next year is the election year, a lot of development is going to happen, and after this monsoon, which we see that, you know, in next month, 1.5 months, situation will resume and the demand will start coming up.
Okay.
I actually, you know, don't see now the major corrections. Like, we are more concerned on the margin side, and the other advantage what we are seeing is on the raw material side as well.
Sir, next question regarding, sir, your aluminum foil business, sir. Sir, still we are, sir, with you, how much export from this one? Aluminum foil?
Almost, you know, 65 to 70% of the product what we are manufacturing, we are exporting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, right, sir. And, sir, sir, any plan to add another, like currently we have 40,000, no, sir? Any plan in near future to add more capacity?
No, right now, we are not adding any foil capacity, but, you know, we are working, we have already developed a battery foil for the EV batteries and all.
Yes.
Because the plant, when we took with the compliance of the, you know, the EV battery foils.
Okay.
Since the market for the battery in the country is going to spike from 25-26 onwards, so we are all prepared, and with a very minimistic capex, we can start developing and manufacturing the battery foil.
Okay, so
the
EV foil is under already development phase, or we have already developed?
So it is already developed, because, you know, it's one of the best company in the world, and they are the biggest conglomerate in developing the battery foil.
Okay.
So the machine supplier, what we have, the technology tie-up and all, is all battery compliant.
Understand.
So enhancing the value later on, once we see the battery manufacturing start in the country.
Or initially you are looking for only domestic market and or export market both, sir?
So at present, though, we want to start with the domestic market, and later on, you know, we will be penetrating both in the domestic and the international, because we don't want to do anything which is completely based on one market.
Okay.
And since we are very new company in the battery, in the aluminium foil, we have stabilized the plant, and now it is a time for us to, you know, add value with the future thoughts and the future market.
But any other company in India who are making same line of business, EV foil?
No, no, not to my knowledge, but I think Hindalco is also now thinking, because the foil what we are manufacturing, Hindalco is not doing that.
Okay.
Our is very precision foil, but I was reading an article where I understand that they are also right now working on the battery foil, but battery foil is going to be a big market.
Yeah, big market, understand. So, sir, the EV foil comes under 40,000, yes, they have separate capacity, sir?
No, no, it is a part of the same installed capacity.
Yeah. Oh, part of this one, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants to ask a question, please press star and one on a touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Nirvana Laha from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity again. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah, in slide number 15 in your presentation, you've said that around 508 crores of CapEx is pending for the CRM, the cold rolling mill. So this is in addition to the 717 crores which is pending for the other capacities?
Yes.
Okay, so is there anything else apart from this 507 also which is in the works or which is pending? Because I'm just trying to make sense of how much capex from what you've already announced before this new capex, how much is pending. So it's 717 plus 508. Is there anything else also?
So if you see the Ramsarup slide, which is one slide earlier, there is some amount pending there also.
Right. Okay.
So we've already incurred about 193 crores there. So out of the 747, so 448 is towards our company, which is Shyam Metallics.
Correct.
That additional is also pending. And we've also done an acquisition of this company, Mittal Corp. So
yeah,
towards that, whatever we need to, you know, pay the acquisition price, that is also pending.
Okay. How much is that value?
351 crores is the acquisition price. Plus, we may be spending around 75 to 100 crores for modification and all.
Okay. So this entire, all these items put together around 2,000 crores, do we expect to incur that in this financial year itself?
Yes.
Yes.
The entire amount, right? Okay.
Yes.
And overall, from a debt position for the financial year end, FY24, what kind of debt-to-equity metric are we looking at? I'm sure there must be a capital structure target. So can you tell us about that? Because there's a lot of capex happening.
So if you see the debt equity today is about 0.08, right? We don't see it going upwards of that because we have about 1,300 plus crores in terms of treasury, and we are going to make some money this year also. So put forward to that, we are now going to take debt to implement the capex. So the debt equity is going to remain the same, or it will be better than that.
Okay, better than the current debt equity position.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be it could be lower, but not higher.
Okay. And overall, with your current capex plus the new capex plan, am I right in saying that you will try to deploy around 3,000 to 3,500 crores of capex this year, or is that number too high?
No, no. So I think what we have projected, we are going to deploy like that only. It may be a 50 crore or a 80 crore. Plus minus, not the numbers that you are thinking.
Okay, because for the new capex, if I heard right, in answer to an earlier participant, you said that around 2,000 crores was going to be spent, and all this around 2,000 crores is already pending.
That 2,000 crores includes for the pending capex also.
Okay, so total capex for FY24, you envisage is around 2,000 crores, am I right?
Yeah, total capex cost, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jem Alice, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Could you just guide us on the additional, the capex that is yet to be implemented from what was announced earlier? I think we have about 1.45 million all in all between ductile pipes, fungi, and blast furnace, etc. So if you can just give some rough timeline on these, when these will be coming online?
Yeah, so basically if you look at a blast furnace of 6 lakh tons, we are expected it to be commissioned by December this year. Along with that, we'll have the coke oven plant, which is of 0.45 million tons. So that should be commissioned either in November or along with the blast furnace in December. So this is about 1 million ton already, 6 lakh plus 4,50,000. And then we have the ductile iron pipe, which is pending, which is a 2 lakh plant. So that is expected in September 25.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Nachiket from Orient Capital for closing.
And for sparing their time and answering all the queries. Orient Capital is the investor relations advisor to Shyam Metallics. For any queries, please feel free to get in touch with us. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Okay. Bye.